Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
For joining me today on the Marketing Pulpit. It's always a delight to have you with me. I hope you are having a fantastic new year. It's amazing that we are into a new year. Can you believe that? Well, I hope your new year started out with a bang. And I hope that in the holiday season, you receive the things that you wanted. But listen, I just want to share with you, we are excited about some of the upcoming programs that we're going to have here on the Marketing Pulpit in the new year. But before we get started with the show, I just want to say to all those who have been with me since day one, I say it all the time and I will continue to say it because I want you to know how much I appreciate you, and I do. I appreciate all of you who are with me, those who have been with me since day one. Thank you so much. For those who are just joining us, welcome. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit. And if you have a question or you have a comment, you know you can always just dial in, and once you dial in, you choose option one, and you will be put into the queue for questions. So feel free to do that. And I also want to say this as well before we get started with the show. Over the holiday, there have been quite a few people that we know, families that are going through, in fact, our family as well. And I just want to just extend my condolences to those who have suffered losses over the holiday. It's never something you just get over or something you can just deal with and just keep going like everything is normal. So for those of you who have experienced a loss, especially during this holiday season, I just want you to know that you are in our thoughts, you are in our prayers. For the Ashley Boone family, you are in our prayers and in our thoughts. And also another young lady, suffered a heart attack over the weekend. She has young children. And I just want to extend our thoughts and prayers to her family as well, her mom, her children, her family. I know that you are in our thoughts and prayers, and we're so hoping that you recover soon. At this particular time, she's in a coma, and her family is just trusting in the Lord and hoping for a miracle. But, you know, we all know that for whatever reason things happen, and it's just so weird. It's you have no control over anything. And one of the toughest things that you have to deal with when you're trying to get through a situation is realizing that you have absolutely no control and feeling like you have no control. But the one who needs to be in control is in control. So my condolences to your family and to all those families who have gone through. And I just want to say it again, you are in our thoughts. You're in our prayers. As we embark upon this new year, I want to encourage you to do something. Do something. You know, I shared with my mom this weekend, you know, that I did not make any resolutions for this year, for this coming year. I didn't. I didn't make any resolutions for this coming year because I didn't want to. I didn't want to. What I want to do is be the best that I can be in all the areas that I can be and let it be that. But I did decide that there are a couple things that I want to do really well this year. I really do. So when we come back from this short break, I'm going to share with you some things that I'm thinking about embarking upon. And maybe if you want to call in and share with me some things you're thinking about embarking upon, that's great too. But today we're going to be talking about some things that you might be able to do going into the new year that might be able to put some bounce in your step, some maybe some cash in your pocket. Just make this year exciting as you can make it. So when we come back, I'm going to just share with you a few things that I'm going to be embarking upon this new year right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Well, once again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me, Sharon, right here on the Marketing Pulpit. And you know what? Today I want to talk to you a little bit about a couple things that I'm going to be doing and embarking upon this new year. But before I do that, I want to share with you some things you can do to have fun this 2018. You know, I have a variety of listeners that listen to the show. I have young people that listen, males, females, children listen to the show. I have the more mature audience. I have young audience. And so I try to do my best to bring topics and do things to try to keep it relevant. But this coming new year, I have some ideas for you that might put some extra money in your pocket, and I'm excited about it. Some of these that when I came across this, I was like, oh, I got to share that with my listeners. I got to share that with my listeners. So I was reading this article, and it was talking about some cute little ways, and I'm going to share with you just a couple. Let me find my little article here. All right. And some of these, I'm going to tell you now, I really liked. I did. All right. So if you, and it doesn't matter if you're, I don't care if you're, you know, retired, if you're working, it really doesn't matter. I'm going to share with you some ways that you can make some money by just doing some simple little things. So here goes. All right. One of the first things that I saw that I thought was really, really interesting, in fact, is one that I myself have thought about doing. Well, no, I'm going to share that one with you later. Okay, here's one. Did you know that you can make money by watching TV online? For those of you who really enjoy watching television, you can. Seriously, you can make money by watching TV online. There are some apps out there, and you've probably heard of telephone apps. Most people have heard of apps, but in the event that you have it, and it's okay if you have it, they are actually a little software that you can download and put onto your phone, your mobile phone, and you can shop, you can purchase things, you can listen to your favorite radio shows if they have an app for your phone. Well, there are a couple apps out there that will let you watch television. You can test your wits on topics like sports, history, music, and you earn reward points for every answer you get right. Yeah, they have apps out there. One is Quiz XT app. Quizxt app. So if you are really smart, you know, and you know history or sports, or you're really good at history or music or whatever, you might be able to make some extra money and some reward points. Mm-hmm. Did you know that? And there's another one. And these, I'm just going to share a few with you only because, and you know, I do share tips like these because of the mission of this show. When we first got started with this show, the mission was to build strong businesses in the community so that we could put people to work, because at the time, the unemployment rate was very high. And so I made a decision that from time to time, I would give information on things that you could do to make extra money or just to have fun and make money, making money doing things that you like to do. It's possible. It really is. So I'm just going to go through a few of these because the mission of this program is to build strong businesses in the community. And I'm doing my best to make sure that I give you a few tidbits. So here's another one, all right? If you like numbers, do. Did you know that you can earn up to about $60 an hour as a part-time bookkeeper? Mm-hmm. As a part-time bookkeeper, according to the Penny Hoarder. Oh, they have some good stuff on there, so if you ever want to look up some things, go to the Penny Hoarder. It's a great website. Well, you can make up to $60 an hour as a part-time bookkeeper. That's pretty good. Some people don't make that at their jobs, but if you like numbers and you're really good at bookkeeping, or if you're a public accountant or you're an accountant or accountant is your background, if you're a stay-at-home mom or if you work part-time, if you're a millennial just out of college and you want to bring in some money, hey, consider keeping for somebody. Yeah, consider that. And what about this? Now this one may be, I mean, you can try this one if you want to. It's not something that, you know, necessarily appeals to me. But taking pictures of your receipts, mm-hmm, you can get paid cash just for taking a picture of your receipts. Well, there's way of doing that. You can go through some browsers, the cashbacks on Ibotta, IBOTTA. Check that out. Go to their website or see if they have an app out there. And Ibotta will give a percent of cash back on Best Buy purchases, 25 cents on cash back on any Target purchase, $3 cash back, then you buy appetizers from certain restaurants. And once you've reached at least $20 in earnings, you can ask to get paid through PayPal or Venmo. Ibotta, IBOTTA. Now, this is one that I thought was kind of neat. I kind of like this one. There's a few apps out there that you can download. And a number of companies will actually pay you for downloading apps on your smartphone. And you'll get paid for every month you keep it installed. Now, these apps do collect data, though, to help companies better understand web and mobile usage. But there are apps out there that will pay you to download their app. But keep in mind, once again, there's a reason that you want them, that they want you to download their app. Mobile Expression for Android, Mobile Expression for iPhone, Savvy Connect, Nielsen Panel. Those are some apps that will pay you to download their app. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm just going to go through the ones that I kind of thought were interesting. And some of you already know that you can shop with some certain places online and earn points. You earn points for reward points for shopping online with their company or printing out coupons. And some people really like doing that. I don't really do that, but there's an app, My Points, if you're interested in doing something like that. And all those old CDs that you have, video games, electronics that you have, guess what? People sometimes buy those things. Yeah, you can sell them. Sell those CDs. Sell some of those things that you're thinking about throwing away. There is App Declutter, D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R, will pay you for your old CDs. They buy old CDs, DVDs, Blu-rays, video games. They also buy cell phones, tablets. So, yes, there's a place that will purchase it. Just download the app. Mm-hmm. Now, here's one that I found very interesting. Did you know that you can make a bet, lose some weight, and possibly get paid? Mm-hmm. Right. No way, right? Yeah. According to the Penny Hoarder, Healthy Wedge is a program that allows you to place a bet on your weight loss. And people have won money. One lady bet herself that she'd lose 40 pounds in 6 months. She ended up losing 52 pounds and won $1,200. How about that? And then there was another lady that they reference on here. She and her husband bet $75 per month for 6 months. They ended up winning $3,000. But I thought that was interesting. When I come back, I'm going to share just a couple more with you. And then, like I said before, I am going to share with you some things that I'm planning to do into this new year. Not necessarily a resolution, because there are things that I kind of wanted to do anyway, but I'm really excited about the new year. And for whatever reason, I feel an energy to just go ahead and do it. So when we come back, I'm going to share with you some things that I'm going to be doing into the new year. And if you'd like to dial in and share with me some things that you're going to be doing, oh, you know I love to know about it. So stay tuned right here on the Marketing Pulpit. I'm your host, Sharon.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
You know what? We're embarking upon a new year. And I am so excited about this new year. I really, really am. You know, life happens, the good, the bad, the ugly of it. It just happens, and we make it through it. By God's grace, we make it through. And this year, I wanted to, at the top of this year, I wanted to share with you some things that you could do to have fun, but also make money doing things that you like doing. Yeah. How about traveling people around town? Yeah, you can actually get paid to drive people around town. You know, there are people who are saying, I don't have any skills. I don't know how to, I want to make some money, but I don't know what to do. Well, there are people who are making a nice paycheck just driving people around town. And you've heard of them. You've heard of them, ride sharing. And it's been growing like crazy. ride sharing. You've heard of Uber, you've heard of Lyft. Well, hey, if you're interested in doing something like that, go for it. The average driver in the United States makes about $556.22 a week. Yep. Now, there are some stipulations, though. There are some things that you have to keep in mind. If you decide that you're going to try this, either Uber or Lyft, you have to be at least 21 years old, have 3 years of driving experience, an in-state driver's license, clean driver record, and you need to be able to pass a criminal background check. And the last thing, well, not the last thing, but one of the things that you need to know, your car must be a four-door, seat at least four passengers, excluding the driver, be registered, and be covered by in-state insurance. So, you know, I also read that your car has to be a newer car. I can't remember if it's like, well, you check that out, but I'm pretty sure that it has to be a newer car. Yeah, made in 2007 or later. Mm-hmm. 2007 or later. And that's with one company, and the other companies may be different, but there's some people who are earning like $750 a week. That's not bad. So, hey, if you like driving or you're just at a point where you just want to do your own thing, you might want to drive, you know? Think about that, driving folks around. Mm-hmm. Well, there are a couple other things out there, too, that will allow you to be your own boss, work from home. You can provide customer service. And these are things that I want you to look up. These are some things that you can actually look up and actually make money from. You can sell your trash. There are people who will buy your trash. Yeah. And if you have skills, people are willing to pay you for your skills. Fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, is an online platform where users get to sell their products and their services. Mm-hmm. There are things you can do. And there is even an opportunity if you want to make money being friends to somebody. Did you know that there was a website or online app or whatnot that allows you to make money just by being somebody's friend? There are people out there who are lonely. They want friends, don't have friends, and they're willing to pay for the day. Now, I'm not talking about something that is, you know, illegal, unwholesome, against your religious beliefs. You know, if you decide to go that route, of course, that's on you. But there are people who may need someone to, you know, go on a trip, do something, go, and they're willing to pay you to be their friend. So, hey, I thought that was interesting. But be careful, though. Be very, very careful if you decide to do something like that. Or give, and you can give your opinion, too, and make about $100 plus a month just by giving your opinion. Places like Opinion Outpost, paid online surveys. Yeah, people pay you for your opinion. So, as you can see, there are quite a few things out there that you can do that will allow you to make some money on the side, doing fun things, things that you like to do. Now, there's also an app out there, or companies out there that will pay you for your pictures. Now, I really enjoy taking pictures, and I actually had thought about that one, but then I decided, you know what, I can do my own website and put my own pictures on my website. But if you like taking pictures with your phone, there are companies that will pay you for some of your awesome pictures that you take. Yeah. I thought that was awesome, taking pictures. There was one that I really liked. I told you that this was one that I thought was really nice. You, if you have an extra room or spare bedroom, or you have a house or a townhouse or a condo that you're not living in and you really don't want to rent it out because you just don't want to get involved in something like that, or if you have space in your backyard, a tent in your backyard, or if you have an extra room, you can possibly make money by allowing people to stay there for a week or two, for instance. Like if there's a ball game or there people are touring or in your city or it's a corporate function and they need a place to stay. Sometimes people don't necessarily want to stay in a motel. They would rather stay in a home or just rent a room or whatnot. Did you know that you can rent a room? Yes, you can, and make money doing it. You probably knew that. I know you knew that. I know you probably knew that. But Airbnb, check it out. I thought it was just really sweet. Airbnb. In fact, to be honest, I heard about it. Someone told me about it, and I went and checked them out. And I said, you know what, I might want to do that one day. I'm not sure. But it's Airbnb, vacation rentals, homes, yeah. And the rate, you can also go on and rate about how much you could charge or how much you could charge people to rent your place. But make sure that you read all the laws of your state in regards to, you know, allowing people to stay for a week or a couple of days or whatever. Just make sure that you read about it and that you're not breaking any kind of rules or laws in your, if you're with an association or something like that or the laws of your state. But check them out, Airbnb, A-R-R-B-N-B, Airbnb. I just thought that was so cool. And guess what? You don't have to. If you don't want people to rent for 6 months, a year, or 2 or 3 years, you don't want to deal with that, but you'd rather just maybe let somebody have a room for a week or a couple of days or for the weekend, that's a perfect, great, great opportunity for you to look at. So check that out. Check that out. Yeah. And, of course, you also know about selling clothes that you don't buy anymore. Everybody knows about that. You can sell your old clothes. You sure can. A lot of people do it on eBay. I opened up an account on eBay because I was going to be selling some stuff on eBay. And, yeah, you can do that. If you choose to, you know, you take your pictures, you start your account, take your pictures, put your information on eBay. Or, you know, you can just do a sell yourself, you know, however you would like to do that. So, yeah, you can sell your old clothes. There were a couple others, but I'm running out of time. But, guys, I think my only point was that there are things that you can do out there that can make you money. Providing customer service online, you know, you can, like I said, sell the skills that you have. There's even something out there called dog masseuse. That's right. You can make money spending time with cats and dogs. Hey, there are people who love cats and dogs and would love the opportunity to work with them. And with a bit of training, if you just get a little bit of training or maybe you're just really good on your own, you can make about $50 an hour as a pet massage therapist. Yes, you can. Wow. And if you're really good at writing, you know what, there are so many of these things. And I get so excited when I see things like these because all of these are things I like doing. But you can also write slogans for companies. For major companies, you sure can, and I'm running out of time. But listen, if you'd like to hear more of these, because I have a lot more, there are a lot more of these things that you can do, I am so happy to share them with you. But I think my takeaway for you today is, my listener, this is a new year. There are so many things and so much opportunity out there for you. Oh, and I told you that I was going to share with you some things that I'm going to be doing in the new year. Well, I have decided that I am going to launch out and do maybe just a couple other things with some managing and careers and helping people start their businesses. And we actually kind of started, well, not that I haven't been doing it all the time, but I'm really excited about it. I'm diving into some areas that are kind of interested in you, but I'm excited about it, and I want you to do the same thing. Just dive in. I have accepted some things, and I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. So I hope you can take some of these suggestions, think about it, but not only think about about it. But you know what? Do it. Do something. In fact, a client that I was talking to just yesterday, she's finally going to do some things that I suggested to her. So we helped her get her logo. We helped her get her forms and everything ready. And she's getting ready. She has already launched. She called her first client. So I'm excited about that. And if you need me to help you get started with some things, I'm so excited about doing it. I'll be more than happy to help you. Just give me a call or send me a note on Marketing Foolbit or give us a call. And you know how to reach me live. I'll be more than happy to help you get started with your business. Listen, thank you for joining me. And I hope you have a happy, happy new year. And as we embark upon this new year together, let's make some things happen. And my dad said to me when I started my business, babe, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that's what I want you to do. Thank you for joining me right here on the Marketing Pulpit. Have a great day.